This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There was a young man at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. His name was Abdullah ibn Himar. Himar means donkey, but you know, today it's an insult. Back then, Himar would be like, you know, you'd call someone a donkey if you meant like they're very strong. You know, the way that you call someone a lion if you mean that they're very brave and courageous. So this young man, subhanAllah, he had a very joyful relationship with our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's one story where he was in the marketplace and he saw a robe and he felt this robe was beautiful. So he haggled with the man, the shopkeeper, and they agreed on a price. He took the robe and he told the shopkeeper, "Come with me." So they went walking together and he knocked on a door. And the Prophet ﷺ answered the door. And Abdullah said to the Prophet, "O Messenger of Allah, I saw this robe and I felt it so beautiful that nobody should own it or wear it other than you." And he gave it to the Prophet ﷺ. And the Prophet ﷺ, you know, he thanked him and he was happy with this. But then Abdullah said to the Prophet, "O Messenger of Allah, now pay the shopkeeper." And the narrator says the Prophet ﷺ only increased in laughter. He was laughing at what Abdullah did. Now it would amaze you to know that Abdullah was someone who committed a sin and he fell victim to this sin time and time again. And that sin was that he would drink alcohol. And many, many times they would catch him, you know, being drunk and bring him to the masjid and punish him. And one time they found him drunk and they brought him to the masjid and they were punishing him. And one of the companions said something. He said, "Allahumma al'anhu, may God curse this man. Ma aktharu ma yu'ta bih." How often do they bring him? Meaning, how often does he commit this sin and they bring him to the masjid and they punish him and he does the same thing over and over. And the Prophet ﷺ said, "La tal'anhu, do not curse him. For all that I know about him is that he loves Allah and he loves the Messenger of Allah." SubhanAllah, even though he was committing a sin, the Prophet ﷺ felt in this man's heart that he did have love for Allah and his Messenger. And it shows us that even when people are sinful, it doesn't mean they don't love Allah and it doesn't mean they don't love their Messenger. They might just be, you know, very weak in a certain area, but it doesn't mean that they don't have love for Allah and His Messenger. One day this young man came to the Prophet ﷺ. He said, "O Messenger of Allah, I love you. I love you more than myself. I love you more than my family and my children." He said, "O Messenger of Allah, I love you so much. Sometimes when I'm at home, I think about you and then I can't bear it. I need to come see you. I have no patience. I need to see your face." He said, "So I come and I look at you." He said, "O Messenger of Allah, and then I think about when I will die and when you will die." He says, when you will die, you will be in the highest of Jannah. You will be with the prophets and the righteous. He said, "As for me, if I enter Jannah, if I'm lucky enough to enter Jannah, I will be at the bottom of Jannah." He said, "So I'm afraid that in the next life, I won't be even able to see you because you will be far away from me. I will be at the bottom of Jannah if I enter Jannah and you will be at the top of Jannah." This is the sadness he had for not being able to see the Prophet ﷺ. The Prophet ﷺ didn't respond to him. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse.
وَمَن يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا ذلك الفضل من الله وكفى بالله عليما.
When Abdullah heard these words, that whoever obeys Allah and obeys the Messenger of Allah, that they will be with them, they will be in the company with the prophets and the truthful and the righteous and the martyrs. When he heard this, he was so motivated by it and so inspired by it that he decided that he's never going to do this sin ever again. And he abandoned that sin completely. There are so many lessons to this story. Among them is the kind treatment of the Prophet ﷺ to the young people around him, even those who are committing sins. And that through this kind treatment that the Prophet ﷺ had with Abdullah, he was able to win him over. He was able to get him to abandon sins and to turn towards the Prophet ﷺ in the way of our Prophet. And the Prophet ﷺ sees the good in him. Even while he's doing a major sin, he sees the good in him. And it's a message for all of us to look for the good in our brothers and sisters that we see, even if they're falling short at times. And finally, a message for all of us, that Jannah and being in the companionship of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah, to be with him, to be able to see him, to be able to live with him, is not outside of our reach. All we need to do is try our hardest to obey Allah and to obey the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.